Chapter 26, Your Personal Thesaurus. Easy Path to the Verbally Elite. Did you ever hear someone try to say a word that was just too damn big for their tongue? By the smile on the speaker's face and the gleam in his eye, as the word limped off his lips, you knew he was really proud of it. To make matters worse, he probably used the word incorrectly, inappropriately, and maybe even mispronounced it. The world perceives people with rich vocabularies to be more creative, more intelligent. People with larger vocabularies get hired quicker, promoted faster, and listened to a whole lot more. So big winners use rich, full words, but they never sound inappropriate. The phrases slide gracefully off their tongues to enrich their conversation. The words fit. With the care that they choose their tie or their blouse, big players in life choose words to match their personalities and their points. The startling good news is that the difference between a respected vocabulary and a mundane one is only about 50 words. You don't need much to sound like a big winner. A mere few dozen wonderful words will give everyone the impression that you have an original and creative mind. Acquiring this super vocabulary is easy. You needn't pore over vocabulary books or listen to tapes of pompous pontificators with impossible British accents. You don't need to learn $2 words that your grandmother, if she heard, would wash out your mouth with soap. All you need to do is think of a few tired, overworked words that you use every day. Words like smart, nice, pretty, or good. Then, grab a thesaurus or book of synonyms off the shelf. Look up that common word even if you are bored hearing yourself utter it every day. Examine your long list of alternatives. For example, if you turn to the word smart, you'll find dozens of synonyms. There are colourful, rich words like ingenious, resourceful, adroit, shrewd, and many more. Run down the list and say each one out loud. Which one fits your personality? Which one seems right for you? Try each on like a suit of clothes to see which feel comfortable. Choose a few favourites and practice saying them out loud until they become a natural staple of your vocabulary. The next time you want to compliment someone on being smart, you'll be purring, "Oh, that was so clever of you. My, how resourceful. That was ingenious." Or maybe, "How astute of you."